of introversion and extroversion help to label a person as one of the 16 possible personality types. The four dimensions of the MBTI. Here is a scenario. Your employer wants you to move to another state so that you can set up a new office in the area. You would have to uproot your family and live in a place that you have only visited once or twice before. Before leaving the office, your boss informs you they will need your decision by next week. How would you make this choice? While some would use logic to determine their next step, others would need their choice to simply feel right. On the Myers-Briggs test, each of these people would be categorized as preferring sensing or intuition, respectively. As mentioned earlier, there are four dimensions in the test that look at how we make decisions and embrace our lives. First, let's look at introversion and extroversion. This is probably the most well-known dimension from the test. You will be defined as an introvert, I, if you are the type who prefers to rely on yourself and the environment around you for your energy. You find ideas and concepts interesting and enjoy your solitude and privacy. Others may describe you as shy, although it may or may not be accurate. Extroverts, E, draw their energy from other people and objects. If this is you, it is more likely that you need much more stimulation and action in your life than an introvert would. After being in the middle of a crowd or mingling for an extended period of time, you may find that you feel energized. When describing you, others might use the word sociable.